Sal Fasano joins us, the roving catching instructor for the Blue Jays. Sal, good to hear from you. What's going on?
Hey, Sam. Eric, how are you guys?
Doing great.
Where are you?
I am actually Clinton, Iowa. Lovely Clinton, Iowa.
What's the,
yeah, exactly. There's a the Lansing team is playing here, so I'm here watching these guys play, watching our two catchers at this level try to get a little better. So I made a trip. It's only a couple hours from home, so I was able to jump in a car and get over here.
Good thing you're not the hitting instructor. Didn't they get no hit last night?
Yeah.
So what is it? What is your job? Okay. I mean, what's your job entail now, Sal? What's exactly, how much are you on the road, and what is it you do when, for example, you get into a place like Clinton and you're dealing with the catchers there? What exactly are you working on?
Well, I mean, every catcher has specific issues or needs, and what we try to do is we try to attack the areas that he's been having, you know, issues with, and as well giving him just like an overall, like, everyday work routine so we can get him, you know, into the habit of working every day, whether you're tired, whether it's hot, it doesn't matter. Just getting, you know, just getting a little bit of work, you know, on that consistent basis where they, because what happens is catchers, you know, we get caught just catching bullpens all the time and you're really not doing any work. So every day it's just a reminder of we're going to do this and we're going to, you know, we try to do a little bit of blocking, receiving and throwing on a daily basis. And then when I'm there, we do that and try to talk about the game within the game, you know, what's happening. You know, why did you make this call? Or, you know, not questioning, but just trying to teach while we're questioning at the same time.
Sal, I guess I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot here with this question, but I'm sure you heard about the comment that Greg Zahn made a couple of weeks ago in the paper where, you know, the lightning rod of controversy many times this year in Toronto specifically has been J.P. Arencibia and, you know, his merits, good, bad, or otherwise, as a starting catcher for this team. And Zahn said to the, you know, to the papers, at least in one of the articles, that, you know, if there is such a concern, and if Arencibia is part of your future as much as he is, and the cupboard's a little bit bare after trading Darno in the Dickey deal, why not bring a guy like Sal Fasano up to work with JP every day? Have him around the Jays every single day to make sure you're getting the most and the best out of JP. I'll ask you, one, has that conversation ever happened? Or two, would you be open to that if that ever came, to actually be here on a daily basis to work specifically just with JP?
Well, you know, I try to get out when I can. It's, you know, everything like that is up to Alex if I can come in or not. You know, I think there is a little bit of merit. I mean, you need catching guy. You know, it's a position, especially for JP, that is well needed, and even Josh for that matter, because they're both about the same age and they're both at the time in their career where there's a lot of learning to be done. But, you know, unfortunately, I think I had this talk with JP and Josh both, because Josh had a tough time in New York being a young catcher. And any time that you're young, you're always going to get criticized. It's like I told him, you know, when you become a good game caller, when you're about 32, you've been in the league for about 7 years and nobody questions you anymore. But, you know, I gave him the example of when I was a kid, I had Bob Boone as my manager. And I mean, what better teacher to have than Bob Boone? Well, every night after the game, I mean, he would call me in and he would rip me apart on what I was calling. And it wasn't that I did anything wrong, but he always just wanted to show you that there was more than one option or there was another choice that you can do. And what you end up finding out is any pitch called with conviction and any pitch thrown with conviction is the correct call. I mean, we have scouting reports, but scouting reports are usually good for one time at bat. So, you know, there's so many little things behind the plate. You have so many responsibilities. And not that I'm trying to protect them by any means, but to a certain extent, if you haven't done it, you kind of don't know. And Greg knows, because when he was young, it was probably he went through the same stuff. But we always get second-guessed. Everybody's an armchair quarterback when it comes to calling a game. And you just have to stick to your guns, and you just got to sell it. I mean, you really do got to sell the call that you're giving.
Don Wakamatsu was in that position on the Blue Jays coaching staff last year to add some guidance, some catching instruction to J.P. Arencibia. But now Sal Fasano goes around the minor leagues, and that's got to be tough to split your time between all those levels of minor leagues and yet still pay attention to what's happening at the big league level. How do you balance all that?
It's really tough, Sam. You know, we have that major league package, you know, where I got it on my iPad. So when I do get an opportunity to watch a game, I try to. And, You know, and you, as in coach's eyes, you look at things completely different. I mean, you're trying to break down, you know, why are you doing certain things in certain counts, and you're trying to watch the habits. If there's any tipping of pitches or anything like that, I mean, you're always looking at the basic stuff that, you know, as you get older and as a coach, you just see a little bit more naturally, because as a player, sometimes you just don't see it. But it's hard, man, because you're reading reports every day. You're trying to catch up to what's going on in the big leagues, and it can be it's a pretty time-consuming event.
Sal, has the position and the expectations on the position changed from your, you just said, from when you were a player to a coach, but just even over the years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years ago, the way a game was called or the expectations on a catcher defensively, offensively, has it changed at all for you, you know, when you kind of look back through the last, like I say, 5, 10, 15 years?
Well, I don't think it's changed. I think it's about the same. I mean, they've always wanted you to do a good job behind the plate. They've always wanted you to control pitching staff, you know, learn what the umpires are calling and what they're not calling. You know, that stuff is still the same. I think now we try to put such precedence on the defensive part, which is great, but there's only one way to stay in the big leagues is if you hit. So you've got to have a balance of both. And I try not to tell the catchers, you know, if you catch, you'll play in the big leagues, because I don't want to lie to them. I mean, I caught for a long time and rode the roller coaster for a long time, because there were years I hit and there was years I didn't hit. But the only time it seemed to stay in the big leagues is if I hit. But as time wears on behind the plate, the game starts to slow down. And when the game slows down, that's when everything starts to excel behind the plate. I mean, you watch Yadier Molina catch, and it's like, does he even break a sweat? You know, that's the type of relaxed state that he's in, you know, and we try to get everybody to that state, but that comes with experience, and you can't teach experience.
Sal Fasano joins us. He's the minor league catching instructor for the Toronto Blue Jays. Two guys in particular I want to get scouting reports on. First of all, A.J. Jimenez, and then secondly, Santiago Nesse, who's with the Lansing team right now. Both of those pretty high on the Blue Jays' top prospects list. Sal, can you start with Jimenez and give us a little bit of a scouting report on where he's at with his game?
Well, I think AJ, if you needed him in the big leagues, he could probably catch in the big leagues right now. I mean, receiving-wise, I've been very pleased with the adjustments we've made over the last few years. And, I mean, he can catch. I mean, in the Futures game, he looked pretty comfortable, and he's catching guys all throwing 100 miles an hour. So I don't think there was any, panic in his game, which would probably be a better word that he used. But, you know, I think he's really calm. He's under control. He's a tremendous blocker, and that's kind of where – I really like what he's done. Everybody knows he can throw, but we've had to change his arm swing a bit since the Tommy John surgery and, you know, the labral tear. So we've been working on getting the ball out on his change just a little bit different, and the times still seem to be pretty quick, so I'm pretty happy with that. He's going to hit. I think, you know, he's kind of a slasher right now, but as he gets older, he'll mature into a better hitter. Nesse, on the other hand, Nesse is still a little bit raw in his development. He has all the raw tools. But he still plays the game so fast. You can see his game clock is just flying right now. So, like, you know, today when we work, we're going to work on, man, how do you slow it down? I mean, how do you get to a point where you can just relax and enjoy each moment? And that's something that I try to talk about a lot. But the guys don't really appreciate each ball they catch or each ball they block. And you try to savor the moment. And when you get them to really enjoy just the one pitch at a time, they usually excel behind the plate. And it's, you know, I don't call catching. I call it receiving, and we present. So when we present the ball, we're actually, you know, enjoying that position. But too many times, man, we're just in a hurry to get to the next one, or we got to hurry up and block and try to throw a guy out. And we don't realize how much time we truly have. So that's where Nesse is right now.
Hey, Sal, listen, we're running short on time. Always great to catch up with you. How's the goatee working right now?
Fu Man, Sammy, the Fu Man. It's getting a little bit more gray, unfortunately.
I'm starting to get old. See, that's what happens when you turn into a coach.
Yeah, exactly right.
Hey, great. Great.
Start drinking a few beers.
Yeah. Sorry. Great catching up with you. Continued success and safe travels.
All right. Sam, Eric, thank you for having me. I appreciate it, bud.